I hate cornflakes. I learned to hate cornflakes many years ago when I was in basic training in the Army. The Women's Army had a hard and fast rule that at mealtime, everything taken had to be eaten. They did make an exception of fruit pits and bones. We soon learned that the safest thing was to take food that was easily recognizable or that we were sure that we would like. The safest thing at breakfast, I decided, was cereal, and the cereal was cornflakes. One morning I sat down to my dull but safe breakfast of cornflakes and took the first bite, and that first bite almost took my head off. My eyes watered, I choked, and I gasped, and I realized somebody had ruined the cornflakes. I picked up my tray and I carried it over to the garbage can, and there stood the usual sergeant on guard in this stance. She said, "Get back and eat that cereal." I said, "But listen, get back and eat that cereal." I carried my tray back and sat down. I stirred the cereal for a while. I dawdled and I stalled because I thought in a few minutes I would be able to sneak out in the last minute rush. I picked up my tray again and I carried it up to the garbage cans, and the sergeant was still there, and she said, "Get back, sit down, eat that cereal, eat every bite of it. You aren't leaving here until you do. Rules are rules." In retrospect, it seems impossible that I was so regimented and so scared that I would have followed the order and eaten the cereal, but I did. I went through the usual routine of the day, but mentally I was clutching my throat, knowing that each step would probably be my last one, and all because of a bowl of cornflakes. But late that night, I had almost forgotten the incident until one of the girls that had been on KP came rushing in, and she said, "Guess what? The funniest thing happened today. Somebody knocked over a can of kerosene and we found it going glug, 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 glug in the cereal. Everybody laughed and, oh, I felt sick. Kerosene would be bad enough, but picture, if you will, cornflakes, sugar, milk, and kerosene. The thought still makes my mouth pucker." I was mad. I was mad in the type of anger where there is no recourse. It was such a frustrating thing, but for a few minutes, rash thoughts came into my mind like, "I'll sue the Army. I'll go AWOL. I'll shoot that sergeant." But I knew that it was all in vain, so I decided to calm down, cooperate with the inevitable. I swallowed my anger, I swallowed the last taste of kerosene, and I went to bed. Sugar, milk, and kerosene. The thought still makes my mouth pucker. For a few minutes, rash thoughts came into my mind like, "I'll sue the Army. I'll go AWOL. I'll shoot the sergeant." But in a few minutes I calmed down. I decided to cooperate with the inevitable. I swallowed my anger, swallowed the last taste of kerosene, and went to bed. Sugar, milk, and kerosene. The thought still makes my mouth pucker. Thought of cornflakes, sugar, milk, and kerosene. The thought makes my mouth pucker even yet. I hated cornflakes, but I got this dislike many years ago when I was in basic training in the Army. I don't know how the men's army worked, but in the women's army, they had a hard and fast rule concerning meals. All the food on the plate was to be eaten. Nothing was to be left. They did make a slight concession concerning bones and fruit pits. We soon discovered that the safest thing was to take only food that was easily recognizable and food that we were sure that we would like. And I decided that the safest thing at breakfast was cornflakes. How can they ruin cornflakes? One morning I sat down to my dull but safe cornflakes, took a bite. My head felt like it was going to come off. My eyes watered. I choked and I gasped. I felt something was wrong with those cornflakes.
Still boring, Mom.
I picked up my tray and I carried it up to the garbage cans where was standing the usual sergeant in the stance. She saw the full bowl of cornflakes and said, "Get back and eat that cereal." I said, but listen, there's something wrong. She said, get back and eat that cereal. I carried the tray back to the table and sat down. I started to take another bite, but I couldn't. So I dawdled and stalled, and I thought that as soon as the last minute rush started that I would be able to sneak out. I picked up my tray and I carried it back to the garbage cans and started. I told you to eat that cereal. Now get back and eat it, and don't come back until you do, because you aren't leaving until you finish every bite. I carried my tray back to the table and sat down. In retrospect, it seems impossible that I was so regimented and scared that I did eat the cereal, but I did. I went through the routine of the day, but mentally I was clutching my throat, just knowing that each step was my last and that I was going to die a martyr's death all over a bowl of cornflakes. Late that night, I had almost forgotten the incident when one of the girls that had been on KP came rushing in and said, guess what? Funniest thing happened today. Somebody knocked over a can of kerosene and had been going glub, 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 glub into the cereal. Everybody laughed. I cried. I was very angry. It was the kind of anger, frustrating anger, where you know there's no recourse. For a while, rash thoughts came into my mind, like, I'll sue the army, I'll go AWOL, I'll shoot the sergeant. But in a little while, I decided to cooperate with the inevitable. I swallowed my anger, swallowed the last taste of kerosene, and went to bed.